Have you ever wondered why the Canadian ship of state is in such a plight? I read with interest the state of politics in the local riding in preparation for the next federal election. In particular, I liked some of the aspects of the platform of Keith Roy, who is running for the Conservative nomination. He emphasizes 5 C's: common sense, crime, carbon tax, climate and congestion. But I have 3 little children who love the song, C is for cookie. Might I, as one citizen who grew up in Squamish, describe some ways to improve upon those ideas? First, may I suggest 3 adaptations to the following C's: carbon tax, climate and congestion. One is that carbon tax can be expanded to simply say, cost. There is no cost without consequence, and it is well known that even without carbon tax imposition, people are struggling to pay their bills. This federal government is fundamentally incapable of balancing a budget and instead resorts to printing money and piling on debt. Yet, the cost of living is still getting out of control. This relates to my second comment. Instead of climate, why not say conservation? This is fundamentally a conservative value that has been hijacked by red liberals and the NDP through their ideology of government knows best. Citizens themselves must take responsibility for environmental choices, not the government. We already have a national consumption tax, GST, and a carbon tax will certainly not solve more broad problems of the environment. Scaring people about catastrophe to impose more government on citizens, whether it be climate or pandemic, simply robs people of their own agency. In a democracy, citizens must take fundamental responsibility, not the government. The people are supposed to tell the government what to do, not the other way around. Let us not go down the way of communism. Finally, instead of congestion, how about confederation? It is a mistake to promise rectifying matters of local jurisdiction when running for federal office. Keep any government as local and accountable to the people as possible. Federal Liberals and NDP may want to centralize power. But government is best that which governs least. And if other parties want to impose more local government on the people, let them run for municipal or provincial office instead. Canadians are confronted by ideologues who understand another set of C's. These include cancellation, corruption, centralization, control and catastrophism. This leads to a form of communism that many simply call cultural Marxism. I would adapt the 5 C's to cost, crime, conservation, confederation and common sense. To confront those issues would lead to a better culture, citizenship and civilization. Thus, we must know that C stands for more than cookie. C can stand for our country, a true North, strong and free. Arnie Lang, Ontario.